got involved. And one of the cases that got me involved, and in fact, I have a copy of that I was going to give to Carlos because it was an interesting case. Because I experienced the immigration raids in the 1950s, what they called the Operation Wetbacks, where they used to pick up people from the theaters, from the stores, and they take their clothes and they throw them out, and they take their money and they strip them. They did awful things, and I knew that. I saw that. Was the Hammer case. And this happened because the CSO's biggest project was citizenship. Doing citizenship, neighborhood improvement, fighting police, and all this. I like that. And when we were preparing, we used to prepare our elders to become citizens, and we had the schools, and we had the school, and we had teachers. Everybody was volunteers. There was no paid people. All the chapters, all the people in CSO, at the 10th time we had 33 chapters, all volunteers. Nobody got paid. We raised our own funds, and we did all the things. The only one that was paid was Caesar, because he was paid by the Industrialist Foundation there, and he was paid to go out back and forth with Fred. And Fred was never paid by CSO. Fred was paid by the Industrialist Foundation, so we had nothing to do with his money.
What Fred is that now?
That's Fred Ross. Fred Ross was who hired Caesar back in 1954, I think it was. Well, the Hammer case got me so excited because Hammer was a real jackass. He would not allow our clients or our students to go get citizenship, even though the law says that if you lived in this country for over 20 years, and in the law in 1953, I think it was, that you could take your citizenship in Spanish, and Hammer refused to do that. And he treated him bad, he made him cry, and he was awful. So the Hanford chapter and the Hanford chapter, the Fresno chapter, and the Madera chapter start complaining. And that's where I got involved, because I got excited because he started writing letters to a guy by the senator by the name of
Kuechel.
Senator Kuechel and Senator Nolan. And I think Kuechel was from Oakland, and he was a Republican. And we were writing letters to him, complaining and sending complaints about all the complaints and all that.
Okay, but explain who Hammer is.
Hammer was the immigration inspection officer in Fresno who dealt with the citizenship. And he made people cry. He abuses them. And the complaints came. And we went to Fresno to confront Hammer. And Sarah Lopez and Gilbert Lopez. Sarah Lopez was from Madera, and Gilbert Lopez and Little Medrano and Rito Medrano and some of the locals. And then Pete Garcia, who was my mentor from Fresno, we went. And this was the most impressive thing I've ever seen, because we went into, everybody's afraid of the immigration then. We were afraid of the cops. And Caesar was talking to Hammer, and Hammer was saying, "You're communism," and he had the cards, because our card says community service. Say communism, and he threw the cards at the floor. And Caesar said, "You son of a bitch, pick him up." And when he said that, most of the people started moving backwards, you know, and I liked it. And he said, "What'd you call me, you son of a bitch? Pick him up." And Hammer looked at him, and Connor was about that high, and Caesar was about that tall, so it's about his head going like that. And Hammer was a huge man. And I like that. I really say this is good. I and most of the other guys were leaving, and
he likes that kind of fight.
And then people were walking out the doors, and we went out and said, "Where are you going?" "Well, he shouldn't be doing that. I mean, he has to be more decent. I mean, that's not the way to talk to people." Anyway, well, the case of the Hammer case, what happened then, they did an investigation, and the FBI came into Hanford and Madera and Fresno to talk to the people who were complainants. And boy, that's scary to people. People who would not answer the door and put Venetian blinds and they wouldn't talk to nobody, and people were scared. Anyway, the case was... they removed Hammer. Removed him, brought somebody else who was more pleasant to deal with, and Hammer was gone. They didn't fire him. They just sent him to Blythe someplace, you know. I don't know where the hell they sent him.
That's the same thing. He got fired.
Sent him away. And by that time, there was a lot of recognition for CSO. And I got really involved. I became secretary, and then I became vice president. And in 1958, Caesar was, we get money from the Peckinghouse workers for him to do a project in Oxnard, and I applied. I was very young, I applied. But see, Pete Garcia, who trained me and who got me involved, was very smart. I was one of the smartest men I've ever met. He knew everything. He's the one that taught me about don't worry about it, you didn't go to school. You could just start learning today. You're gonna learn, you wanna know something here, we're gonna teach it. And Peter applied. And then he chickened out. And Caesar was already in Oxnard, so then Peter didn't go. And I had applied, and I was rejected because Peter was the president, and Peter had already got a lot of recognition, so Caesar went to Oxnard to do the project on the braceros in Oxnard. And then in 1960, he hired me. Peter went to Santa Barbara and Santa Maria to work on the chapters there. And he had a lot of family pressure, so he quit. So then I got hired, and I went to Stockton, to San Joaquin County, to work with the braceros. And
So by this time, you've been working with Caesar for like 4 years?
Yeah, since 56.
Yeah.
He was a volunteer. And I was doing a lot of stuff. I was very active. I was fighting the cops, and I was fighting the welfare department, and I was fighting everybody. I had like a free hand now that I could fight, and I was fighting everybody. I fought everybody. I didn't care who they were. If they told me, I'd go fight them.
So now, when you got the victory against Hammer, right, yeah. You got thrown out. What was the reaction of the members? I mean that's real empowerment to the members, isn't it?
After the FBI came in, and I'm going fast, but after the FBI came in and investigated, and people were scared, and a lot of them didn't come back to the meetings, and after we found out and we told everybody that Hammer was removed, well, first we told him he was fired, so they could feel better, you know, but he wasn't really fired, but we say he was fired. We lied. We said he was fired, but he was moved, right? And then people came back, and they gave us a lot of, and then the chapter really grew. Really grew, because that case brought a lot of energy into the organization.
So that was it grew among farm workers at